WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After nearly 2 weeks of pro-Palestinian and anti-war protests on college campuses across the country, police now moving in to break up those encampments, and the president is also speaking out.
President Biden said the protests happening on college campuses across the nation put to the test two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law. He said both must be upheld.
Dissent is essential to democracy. But dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education.
The president said students have a right to protest, but not a right to cause chaos. Karen Travers, ABC News.
The deputy head of Ukraine's military intelligence says, quote, Ukraine is on the brink as Russia steps up attacks, the U.S. working to deliver a new round of military aid. Texas and Oklahoma in the crosshairs again tonight as volatile storms target the south. Harris County residents under mandatory evacuations due to flooding. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Attorney General has confirmed that the suspect in a shooting incident outside of a Mount Horeb Middle School was a student in the district and is deceased. During a news conference, the Attorney General explained that the Mount Horeb Area School District locked down after police officers responded to the report of a person with a weapon outside of the middle school. Mount Horeb police officers used deadly force with the male suspect. No other students, staff, or law enforcement were injured in the shooting. According to the school district, the suspect did not get into the middle school on the 900 block of East Garfield Street. According to the Mount Horeb superintendent, students and staff took the day off on Thursday. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds tonight, some rain ending, maybe a little clearing late, and a low close to 50. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, highs into the low 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, chance of showers and storms, high near 70, clearing in around 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now. 99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you after 5 p.m. It's Robert Palmer on Max FM.
She compromised my principle. Yeah. simply irresistible. Simply irresistible.
Yeah. though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love.
Look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried, you must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you, I'm a little bit of everything, all roll into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. Here is how you can shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You get a $25 certificate to the Rouse Trey Bistro and Speakeasy for just $20. The Rouse Trey Bistro and Speakeasy is located right on the square in downtown Baraboo. They offer amazing small batch homemade recipes from soups and salads to tacos, burgers, fish, and even stunning desserts. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at sports news by Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Another win or go home scenario for the Bucks tonight as they face the Indiana Pacers opening round NBA playoff series in Indianapolis. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Pacers have a 3-2 series lead. They're trying to put the Bucks away tonight. Bucks guard Damian Lillard has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game. Forward Giannis Antetokounmpo still expected not to play. The key tonight, according to forward Chris Middleton, is...
Yeah, it's just, you know, it starts with our defense first, be able to get stops, and then play at our pace, you know, whether we're pushing it or, you know, we're playing through sets or just, it's just controlling the game. I thought, you know, Pat Bev, Pat Connaughton, everybody that was handling the ball, they did a great job of picking and choosing, you know, when we're going to slow it down a little bit, but also when we're going to run and push the tempo a little bit more.
Brewers off today following their 7-1 victory over the Rays yesterday. They'll head to the Windy City and open a 3-game series against Craig Counsell and the Cubs on Friday. Milwaukee Admirals start playing the AHL playoffs tonight down in Texas. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday night. All right, I am in the home studio again this evening, and Stout is supervising. He's kind of doing his quiet bark out the window. See, he just did it again. He is watching out the window, seeing what's going on, and he's not happy about something, but he's not doing the full-on Cujo thing. So must be something interesting. I'll go take a look. Here's Van Halen on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. All right, a lot of you know my regular day job is I'm an IT guy. It's World Password Day when we're supposed to update our passwords and make sure they're secure. The most common in the last year were 123456, believe it or not, password, admin, 1234, and unknown. So guess what? None of those passwords are secure. A company called Hive Systems put out a graphic each year that shows how long it would take hackers to crack your password depending on how long and complex it is. Basic passwords that are just numbers can be cracked instantly now. Even a 9-digit number will only take them 6 minutes. But things get a lot more secure as soon as you mix in upper and lowercase letters and special symbols like an exclamation point. Those help a lot. If you had all those things along with numbers, a 9-character password would take 479 years to crack. Or if you really want to be safe, make it 18 characters, and then they'd have to keep at it for 19 quintillion years. That's 19 followed by 18 zeros. Hey, maybe that's an interesting password. Just kidding. Keep a complex password. And guess what? Don't use the same password for everything that you do or variations to it. Don't keep adding numbers to it either. There was someone that I used to work with. They would just tell me their password is this number. And I'm like, you really should stop doing that. So please change your passwords. Don't use the same passwords. There's my random advice for tonight. Coming up, we'll look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. Look at weather news by staying on Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Baraboo Lions will have their fourth annual rummage sale at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Local food vendors will also be selling breakfast and lunch both days, and 100% of the funds raised from the event will be going to the Baraboo Lions Foundation initiatives. These include diabetes education and awareness, vision screening at local schools, finance support for eye exams, and so much more. You can get all the details for this event by visiting BaraboolLions.org. Again, this is going to be Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's the Baraboo Lions 4th Annual Rummage Sale. And the Columbia County Fairgrounds and Portage will be hosting the Save the Grandstand 5K Run Walk. That's going to be on Sunday, May 5th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Registration will take place at the Grandstand from 7:30 until 8:30. It's $30 for adults, $15 for kids 12 and under. Fee will include water and treats after the run, and medals will go through the third place finishers. Proceeds will help benefit the restoration projects at the Grandstand. And then also that same day, it's going to be the kickoff of the Portage Flea Market every first Sunday of the month, May through October. And again, that'll be at the County Fairgrounds there in Portage.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event.
This isn't a TV show.
No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds tonight, some rain ending, maybe a little clearing late, and a low close to 50. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, highs into the low 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, chance of showers and storms, high near 70, clearing in around 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 69 degrees right now.
99.7 Max FM.
Free, free, set them free. 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 We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Our 50-minute musical continues with Stevie Wonder on Max FM.